פרק ו' מלכס יום מתף הלכה ג' איך הוא בתפשילים שיעורי עם פוחס מכזייס בין לאחר, בין לאחר, בין לאלוף בני סימי רב זה לא יביפס ולא יביריפייס וחיי צבר אלו בתפשיל שהוא פרפרס כאיבוסו בדוגים וביצים וחיי צבר ואפילו הדושים שבישו לבדירו ואפילו שמוני של גבי עסקים שחיתכים בי הצלי גרדי אם יש בי כזייס סמך עולות נשמרו בתפשילים תפשיל זה שאומרו נעיר זה אפילו צולו אפילו שולוק אפילו קובוש או מיהו שם אפילו דוגים קטנים שהדיחו במים, במים חמים והדחוסון היא בישולון להכיל הרי זה שמח עליה because he שמח עליה and there is and it's considered medusal because the hadoche b'mayim chamim is considered medusal and even if it was done by nochem so there is no nisa of bishul yakum because koldova shenechal kishur chai there is no nisa of bishul yakum because the nisa of bishul yakum is based upon the zere of chatmus and if it's nechal kishur chai so there is no possibility of chatmus because it's like nechal kishur chai ויצורך שיהיה עירוב זה מוצו עד שיהיה כל מה שהוא צורך לאפס ולבשר כל שהוא צורך לבשר ויהיה חם חמים כל שהוא צורך now here and בי נחל עירוב ויובע ונשחף קידים שיבשר ויאפה הרי יוסה לאפס ולבשר ולהוכן על המשהו איך וביום תגובר so that is a gemara מפורשת but there is a machlekes between the tam and the vi and that question oh that you dine in base When the Gemara says, Omar Rove, Hilchas Ekitane Didon, Balibidi Bisirel, Pirish Rashi, Balibidi Bisirel, become a Tafshil Echot, not two Tafshil. Veimer Rab Netam, the Lafiye Tzorich La'arev Gam Bipas, V'niyochi Le'efe Yisalir of Tafshil Echot. Do Kaimelon, Ki Rab Lezer, the Omar Reneifi Nelo Am Ofu, ומבשלי נאורם ושאו כמי שסתום לגמור כבוס אלו ברשפירקים דיקומה ותנא מי שלום הוכן ועודי כמה בסיר ליל מניח עוד אומר אירוף תף של אחד ואיסי בכל צורכי כוי עמי דיקומה בשמי ומתאים לסחמים אלוים כנהוי לחמים כמונים ביים וסברי ואפילו בשלשת תפשילים צורך שיהיה לכל אחד ואחד כנגדי, הכל כבשמי. ועוד זה כמי רבי סירו ואמרי, דל תף של אחד, איזה כל צורכם, כלי מה כל מיני תפשירים, כדין חמים וחיי צדי. ועוד כמי רבי לא ישנו לתף של אחד, אבל פס לא, האם דווקא יחדין ריצה לאפס, אבל לא יריצה לאפס, הוא צורך פס, ולא נראה לרב הביצור. So, but the Rambam Shit is like Amritam. In other words, even though the Aloche, the Chiv of Erev Tafshirin is only on Tafshir, because Mil Milves or Mil Rishriach, whatever the reason is, that only means the Chiv of Erev Tafshirin. But Erev Tafshirin, the Shem of Erev Tafshirin, is Chalad Pastu, and if he wants to be Efe Past, which is Shabbos and Yom Tev, so he has to prepare a pass on Yom Tov ערב שבת. That's the shittas of the Rambam and shittas of Chavnetam, and I think, and that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, I think he's the shittas of old Rishon. What is that?
You need a Zabra Ha'avui in order
to enter. Yeah, yes. Yes.
Let's say the Zabra Havara.
Yeah.
You need
an intervention
for
Havara? That's not a Machlokes Shem, but it has nothing to do with this Machlokes.
No, but once you say you need for every single Moraka,
so yes, so that has to do with the Gemara, what is it, that few days in Beitze, mm-hmm. as to whether the dean of Mitzirach Yontek, Mitzirach HaNefesh, is Mutter, applies to all Melochers, or it only applies to the Melochers of Bishop. But not to the Melochus of Itzoye, and not to Melochus of Avora, because of his special posture, Misivareish, Bechomish Viseichem, or the Gabi Itzoye, because of the posture in Yomye, of this Itzim Maso, Bimashabos, Yatameitzi, Avoratameitzi, Beyonded, even though that the Mori is Deichet, so that the Netzi, in the Chuvet to Reb Chaim Berlin, so he explains it. Because Rabbi is only saying that it's still based on the Aloch of Niteich. According to Rabbi Yisef, it's not even based upon the Aloch of Niteich, and the Neila Avonim should also be Muteich. But according to Rabbi, it's still based upon the Aloch of Niteich. But without Niteich, so we can't say that. And since Niteich requires Tzirach Hayim, some Neila, if there is no tzir hayim, I see the basha bin anoshek, basha b'cholot, so then it's osa.
So according to this, you would need Erev Tavshilin.
What is that?
So according to this, you would need Erev Tavshilin.
That's right.
So the question is, what after you do on Erev Yom Tov allows you to light a candle on Yom Tov?
What? Let's say in regard to Havlokas Neyas, so Yamad L'Neyas, even though you are modeling the nearest the Kavit Shabbos, not the Kavit Yom Tov, but still it's a Kavit Yom Tov also.
Yes, so the question is there supposed to be some previous malacha you've done regarding Havara that allows you to continue to do it?
Well, he has been doing a malacha Havara a whole day on Friday. Whole day.
No.
I mean, not candle, but to make a bar and make a fire to cook. For Yom Tov. So he has been doing it.
Okay, so all the lachas that are permitted to do on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos.
Yes.
In order to allow them to do it, you need to do the Erev Yom Tov.
That's right.
In order to apply the
that's right. So it's the same heter. Like Nalo Yisho Biro Kamo Chatiches, even those for Suddhis Yom Tov, she only needs one Chatiach.
Right.
Yeah.
But we only make Erev Tavshilin, let's say, a Tavshil and Pas, right?
That's right.
And what about the Avon laws? What permits us to do the Avon laws?
Everything. In order that you should be able to do it on Yom Tov, because it's Shabbos, so you have to do it. Mitzvah Yom Tov, primarily.
Right, so the question, let's say Shkita, you're allowed to do Shkita, right?
That's right.
So the question is, we don't do Erev Tavshilin with Shkita.
No, you don't.
Right, so I don't understand.
Because we shecht Mitzvah Yom Tov.
So why should you need to prepare bread for Erev Tavshilin? You could bake on Yom Tov itself also. I understand what you...
We are not allowed to bake on Yom Tov Tzirach Shabbos.
But the Tzirach Yom Tov we could bake.
Of course.
So why do you need to have Pas Erev Yom Tov ready? As far as the Erev Tavshilin.
Otherwise, the Erev Tavshilin is effective as the remnant of what was done for Yom Tov. Whatever is left over, so you can eat on Shabbos.
So you're saying you have to start Erev Yom Tov with everything.
That's right.
So why do we only choose two objects? Why don't we choose every object for every malacha? We choose pas because we bake.
Yes.
And we choose a tafshir because we cook.
Yes.
That's only two malachos.
Well.
What about all the other malachos?
I don't know.
You should need an object for every malacha you're allowed to do, according to this principle.
I mean, what should we do? We should we should check the behemoth every
year.
I mean, the way it's done by people, I mean, not to do something extra.
That's practical.
That's practical, yeah.
So, but that doesn't explain the principle here.
It certainly does.
Why? You're saying everything should be done Erev Yom Tov.
That's right.
But we don't check Erev Yom Tov.
Arab Shabbos, everything should be done the Arab Shabbos.
No, I'm talking about Erev Tafshirin, right?
Erev Tafshirin.
Erev Tafshirin means you must have this, for every malacha you do, you must have a food.
For Yom Tov.
For Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And that thing so must be done Erev Yom Tov.
On Yom Tov, Arab Shabbos, so it has to be done in order to have food. On Yom Tov. Why is it difficult? I don't understand. Very simple. The way it's done by people.
I still don't see why Dafka, Pas, and Tafshil. What's so special about
it? Not Dafka, nothing special about Pas and Tafshil. Everything the same thing.
Why do we do Erev Tafshil with Pas and Tafshil? You can do it with anything?
Because you are going to eat on Shabbos Pas and Tafshil.
Right, but you're going to do a lot of other things for Shabbos.
So you do it on Yom Tov too?
But all the other things are not part of the Erev Tafshilin, while Pas and Tafshil are. Why is Erev Tafshilin only...
What does Erev Tafshilin mean? Erev Tafshilin does not consist in the declaration, but in the Ruvik. The fact that you prepare for Yom Tov, and then something remains over for Shabbos, that's Erev Tafshilin. Then he has to say, so you do
it. Tafshil is good enough. Why do we need Pasim in this year? According to those Rishon,
because he's baking Pas for Yom Tov, so that's why he has to bake Pas for Yom Tov. If he could avoid eating Pas and Yom Tov, so then he doesn't have to make Yom Tov.
But Pas is not the only malacha. There are other malachas, right?
Anything you do.
But so, all that, you see, this is clear, because we do other malachas on Yom Tov.
For Yom Tov.
Right, and we don't include them in the Erev Tafshilin.
We don't include them in the declaration, right. But we certainly include it in the Erev Tafshilin.
No, but we don't include, you know, the food that you have to have to make that declaration. We only take two objects, right?
Yes.
Why that for these two? Why
not two, I mean. We have like a snare, Islam, Kushade, Latmune, we do many things we mention.
But not everything
that's cool. What else should we mention? What else should we mention? What else should we mention? Mention everything.
We mention, but we don't have that object. We only have two objects, right?
We do it. We are a whole day Yom Tov. So a person keeps on cooking for Yom Tov.
He means, according to the Shita of Rishonim, who says that it's important to have Pas specifically, Tafshil isn't enough because we're worried about other malachos.
Yes.
So that Shita of Rabbeinu Tam should also worry about every single other malacha.
We do. We are worried.
Just like he says, we set aside Pas because we're worried about the malachos.
So we mention
Shita and
Abishadim. We mention Adloke and we mention everything.
So why, if Rabbeinu Tam is already worried about setting aside new objects for one malacha, you should worry about setting aside new objects for other malachas too.
So we don't.
We do.
We do everything.
So should we set aside other objects? We don't.
Whatever we cook, we set aside for Yom Tov, and the remainder is used for Shabbos.
So why do you need a special bread as part of your Tafshilin?
Yeah.
You're going to bake for Yom Tov anyway. Right?
So
we shouldn't have to have that piece of bread when we make the Erev Tafshilin.
No, because if it was Nechal and not Kezayis remaining, so then we have no Heta to eat it. We do everything. We say Hashem. That's according to everybody. There is no machlokes. El tafshin by definition means we bake, we cook, we do all kinds of melachas and yom tev, we say Hashem. And whatever remains is used for the Shabbos. I think that will be all. Today. Yes.
How do we see the Rambam calls the Yemidah Pass?
What's that? Where
do we see the Rambam calls
the Yemidah Pass? The Rambam passes that you have to make it. So he says, no, he says, pass not, because pass is not milvus.
But how do we know that the Rambam calls the Yemidah Pass then?
Because if he holds like the reed, so then he should say, the reed says, that if he wants to eat pas, he has to bake pas and yontek. It's a yontek. And the Rambam says, not like that. He says, you do with a feeling, shiurim, in pachas b'kas ayis, bin lechot, bin alofim, bin eisim, erizel, loy bi pas, loy bi reed, kareitz, el bi tafshim. It has not.
No, so if I can, the reed holds that you can bake even our smash just the tap shield. No, no, never actually.
The
fair
points out that Moshe
Tzavah and Moshe Tzavah like green on the ground. Not that I'm not.
Does he say that I'm not Moshe Tzavah? He doesn't mention that. He's not a shomer. He says,
but the common flush night king is mashma. That he has to eat.
No, but in Halacha Dallas, Hashem is unbelievable in areas that people talk short to accomplish the solution.
Yeah. But he says in Halacha, the Torah, she is a Zemotu, and she is a Zemotu, and she is a Zemotu, and she is a Zemotu.
That's right, exactly.
So
the air is only attached.
But if he wants to eat pas, so that pas has to be motzu on Shabbos.
Where is
that? V'tzorich she motzu, at she yote kol mashul tzorich. Kol mashul tzorich.
Right, but that doesn't mean that.
But he doesn't say that the top shield should be motzu, or the pas should also be motzu.
He says the
Eruv,
he doesn't say the pass. He says
Eruv Motsu Achi Yote Kol Mashul Tzorich Lev.
Right, so what is the
Eruv? The Eruv, whatever he prepared.
Right, but it's only a Tashil. Right, that was only a
Tashil. No, he prepared on Yom Tev, which is Yom Tev Pastu, so that the Shem Eruv is Chal on the Pastu. That's how it's mashed by the Pastus Loshon of the Rambam. If he wants to eat pass, so then he has to be able to pass. Pash is a lotion of the Rambam in it, that he's like having a pass.
No, it doesn't
mean that word. I don't think so.
The Magen Mishnah points out that he's like the reed, that the Rambam is like the reed. He says in the first white line, or the first thin line, I'm sorry, the dash of Pash of Ephod go past signs of the same year of Minha, Loko, the same cost of week test. And then he only says
smash button, my mission is smash button. I don't see it, but Rambam says Vitzor Shiyir in Allah Hei Vitzor Shiyir Zeh Motzu Achi Yafi Kol Mashi Tzor.
In other words, this one kashal has to be there until you finish baking or until you finish cooking.
Okay, alright, fine, that's possible.